Big personality got the best of me watching everybody.
2025. And having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, the Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District, does hereby accept the recommendations as presented this 24th day of February 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lowell?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McGovern?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Destai?
Aye.
Mrs. Grizzuto?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of the meeting held on February 10th, 2025.
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Lowell?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McGovern?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mrs. Grizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Kendall, are there any letters or communications to the board?
I have none this evening.
Comments relative to the agenda? Old business? None? New business? Report number one.
This is the annual meeting of the BOCES board and election of board members. No action necessary. The board, if anyone is interested in running for BOCES board, I need to have that information submitted to BOCES no later than Friday, March 28th. So it gives you about a month to decide if you want to run for a BOCES board seat.
Anyone? Okay. Report number two.
This is a final review and adoption of the Augsburg City School District policies 1120R, 5500, 5500R, 5550, and 8635R. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the adoption of policies 1120R, 5500, 5500R, 5550, and 8635R, presented this 24th day of February 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
No.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McGovern?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Destani?
Aye.
Mrs. Grizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lowell?
Aye.
Report number three.
This is the first read of the Augsburg City School District Policy 6700, 6700R, and 6710. No action necessary, just first read.
Any questions? Report number four.
This is sports merger for the 25-26 school year with Hubleton Central School. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the sports merger with Hubleton Central School District in cross-country, football, wrestling, winter spring track, and boys lacrosse for the 25-26 school year on this 24th day of February 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Please call the roll.
Mrs. McGovern?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mrs. Grizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalone?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Report number five.
This is the tax cap calculation discussion. No action necessary, information and discussion only. The first attachment I have provided is the actual tax cap form. On it, you will see our total levy limit available. It's $11,243,756, representing a potential 6.09% increase to our total tax levy as of right now. On the second page, I have provided the board with an review of our property taxes over the past couple of years, going back to 2020 to 2021. On the third line, you'll see the rate per thousand at $27.04. In our current year of 2024 to 2025 of $21.37. On the right side of the black line would be the proposed tax to balance the budget in our next staff report of 3.99%, assuming no increase to the assessed valuation of the city of Augsburg. What that looks like is for a $100,000 house, a $75,000 house, and $50,000 house is bolded and grayed. For example, the $100,000 house all the way to the right would be a $59.60 tax increase to a taxpayer with a $100,000 home. Does anyone have any questions?
Does that full valuation for the city come in July 1st?
I'm not sure on the exact date, but I can look
that
up.
We can get the date.
Yeah.
I believe it's the summer because they've got to set it. Technically, when the voters go to vote for our budget, they're voting on the expense side, not necessarily the rate. The Board of Education sets the rate for tax levy in August. So they would have to be given to us by August.
I think it's August.
Yep, yep.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, report number six.
And this is the 2025-2026 budget update. Again, no action necessary, information and discussion only. The current budget has a proposed increase of 1.79% or a $990,750 increase to the budget. Most of that money is housed within salaries of $386,000 and an additional increases for our BOCES lines of roughly another $300,000 there.
Another point to add that when we built the budget initially, this first look at the budget, it also includes we've had several retirements, several positions open. Administration has gone through, looked at enrollment, looked at program, and we were able to eliminate 8 positions through attrition because of lower enrollment in some grade levels versus others. So there's a savings from a district expense side of about $834,000 in those areas that we can do without, with no impact to program and no impact to class size. So that's included in this first look at the budget.
Any further questions?
And the budget itself reflects, as Caleb indicated in the last report, a 2% increase to our foundation aid and a 3.99% increase to the tax levy proposed in the first look. And again, a 3.99 under current assessed value would result in about a $60 per year increase to a local taxpayer on a $100,000 home. And I think to also say publicly, over the last 6 years, the district has not increased the tax levy, the local share, at all, not a dollar. It's been the same since 2019, 2020. We're at a point in time where an increase in 2% on the side of foundation aid, coupled with the increased costs across the board that we've been dealt, not only as a school district, but as a country, as a state, have had an impact. And so we're at a point in time where the district is comfortable proposing a 3.99% increase to the levy, knowing that the levy has not increased not $1 in 6 years.
And so could we get a couple of other looks mm-hmm. at that?
What do you propose in terms of?
Propose a 3% and a 2.49. Give us looks at those percentage.
Okay.
Please.
And we'll also run a tax cap calculation, which will give you a report that will tell you how much a $100,000, $75,000, $50,000 home would go up on each of those numbers, 3%, 2.49.
Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, do we ever, I know I've asked this before,
sure.
We've got the 2023-24 actual. Do we ever, and then we have the budget, what we budgeted for 24-25, do we ever have kind of like a projection of where we're at 24-25?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So included in this is an analysis of our fund balance, and we're slated under this current budget to spend about $620,000 of fund balance, which means we came in higher than expected.
Okay.
In terms of expense, but you won't get a full picture of 24-25 until we close books right around September, October of next year.
After the auditors come in.
Okay. So you're going to see, based upon Mr. Bertrand's calculation of spending about $620,000 in fund balance, you're going to see that our expenses, we spent more than we wanted to spend, and so we've spent some money out of our savings this year.
So can I guess that where our proposed budget,
mm-hmm.
if those have increased, I'm guessing that's where you're projecting we've increased in the actual?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
In that amount, right.
And again, we continue to see a rise in our special ed costs, continue to rise. You know, just the operating of the physical plant continues to rise, gas prices, things like that. You know, we didn't get, I mean, a 2% increase to our state aid was not huge. It was about $430,000, give or take. And you know, we're at a point in time where our federal monies that we had for the last 3 years for COVID, the ESSER money, those are gone. And so without the federal money to offset, and still some uncertainty, this takes into consideration some uncertainty on the side of the federal government and Donald Trump's proposal to cut federal funding. If that impacts, then there's only one other spot to generate, either generate more revenue on the local side, or you eliminate expenses. And that's where we're at. So everything comes with a shift of each one of those pieces. It's either, if you lose revenue from a federal standpoint, for a state standpoint, then either the local share picks up or expenses go down. And when the expenses go down, at this point in time, when we've cut eight positions equating to about $830,000, that's when you're going to see increases to class size and loss of programming. And that's, you know, we don't want to get there, but that's definitely on our radar. And that's why we get a good three reads out of this. And look into it, because every single board meeting we come to, we have more information than we had the time before. So,
any other questions? All righty, let's go to board number 7.
This is a resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the budget transfers as per the attached request for budgetary transfers on this 24th day of February 2025, sorry.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second. Please call the roll.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tessan?
Aye.
Mrs. Grizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion to approve items B1 through B7 as part of a consent agenda.
So moved.
Except for... under B1, number 14 and number 16, Mrs. McRoberts will be abstaining. If I could get that motion. Please call the roll with the exception of item 14 and 16 first.
Mrs. Destani?
Aye.
Mrs. Grizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton.
All right. And now the same motion with items 14 and 16 included.
Second.
Oh, please call the roll.
Mrs. Grizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Same.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tessan?
Aye.
And Mr. Johnson, before we move on, I do have a few people here tonight that we definitely want to have them wave or stand. Would you like to stand and come up and say a few things? Or no? Okay, I didn't think so. Kristen, I saw your face. No way, right? No. We have several teaching assistants in the district tonight receiving tenure, so I want to acknowledge them individually. Jackie Bouchard? I didn't see Carrie Burner. Leslie Farrell. Michaela Lovely. And Kristen Lamontier. Congratulations, ladies.
Congratulations. Okay, any other business to be brought before the board? It's not. Concluding comments. By citizens, board members.
I would just like to, if anybody didn't get to go to the Canton-Augsburg hockey game, I just want to say I am super proud of our student section. They were met with some pretty nasty comments, just kind of taunting, cheeseburgers thrown at them. There were 2x4s as noisemakers, and there was only a row of stairs separating them from our student section, and they were excellent. They walked out, they didn't engage. I think all of the things that we've been working on over the last year, 2 years, with what we won't and what we will and won't accept as, you know, students, as spectators, whether it's parents, and I was just really proud. I couldn't have been prouder to be a Blue Devil that night. It was hard because it was a tough game. It was watching our hockey team lose their first game against a team that we did not want to lose to. And so I was very, very impressed. And I just think it's a testament to what everybody's been trying to do and everything that administration has been doing. So thank you for that. And it was a good moment.
Good to hear.
I echo those comments. I was there and our students behaved very well.
Good. It's nice to hear because we, you know, often Ogdensburg is only hit on social media when it's a negative, and it's nice to know that our students and I'm proud of them, and it has been you know, a lot of effort has gone into that, expecting our fans, our students, our staff and all that attend those games that help supervise them, that we've worked hard to get there, and it says a lot about our students and their character. So I appreciate I'll definitely have administration send that thank you on to them. We'll send them all a thank you for being great representatives of the Ogdensburg City School District and our athletic program. So it means a lot to us.
Administration.
Our next board meeting is 2 weeks from today, Monday, March 10th, 2025, 6 p.m.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
No executive tonight.
All in favor? Meeting is adjourned.